I wish I didn't have to go.
She took hold of his hand as a gust of wind sent her blonde hair flying about her face. She brushed the strands back behind her ear with her other hand and smiled wistfully. She was gorgeous, and the mere sight of her made Joshua's heart quicken. He squeezed her hand as a long breath left his lungs.
I wish you didn't either, but you have to. It's Christmas, and your family needs you.
I could go at the beginning of the year. I feel as if I'm abandoning you. Her concern warmed his heart, and although he wanted her to stay at Goddard Downs for Christmas, he couldn't allow her to sacrifice that special time with her family. Since Julian's passing, Joshua had gained a new appreciation of family. His one regret was that it had taken him so long to arrive at this point.
I wouldn't want you to do that. This is the first time your entire family will be together for Christmas since before you were born. You can't miss that.
I know, but I'm torn. Things between us are just beginning, and the rainy season is here, and the station needs every hand.
The station can manage 2 weeks without you.
He stepped forward and raised his hand to her cheek while gazing into her eyes.
But I'm not sure I can.
He cleared his throat.
And with regards to us, I'd say things are going just fine. Wouldn't you?